Former Vice President Mike Pence, ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum all declared their entries into the Republican presidential campaign field during the week. None of the three are regarded as top-tier contenders at this time, but things can change in the next few months as we head toward the first vote in the Iowa caucuses on February 5th, 2024. The field now grows to 9 credible candidates, featuring the early leaders, former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. One individual who won't run is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying he understands that a crowded Republican presidential field will renominate former President Trump with about 35% of the vote, just as happened in 2016. Mr. Sununu says he believes he can best influence the Republican presidential campaign from the outside in his current position as governor of one of the key early primary states. He made it clear it is his intention to deny Mr. Trump renomination and called upon other candidates with no clear victory path to also leave the race. Staying with the presidential contest, the Republican National Committee has announced that the first 2024 Republican presidential debate will occur on Wednesday, August 23rd of this year, at the site of the 2024 Republican National Convention, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Criteria for participation was also announced. To be included in the debate, candidates must reach at least 1% support in 3 independent national or early state polls of at least 800 sampled Republicans taken on or after July 1st. They must have at least 40,000 documented contributors, file a declaration of candidacy statement with the Federal Election Commission, and sign various pledges to the RNC. The most important of those latter documents is the one saying they will support the eventual Republican presidential nominee. The Politico publication reported during the week that Delaware at-large Democratic Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, the individual that retiring Senator Tom Carper hopes will succeed him, is indeed preparing an official launch of a U.S. Senate campaign. The story indicates that we can expect an announcement sometime later this month. Assuming that term-limited Democratic Governor John Carney does not run, the primary and general election campaigns should be a breeze for Congresswoman Blunt Rochester, which, for her, would be just like running another re-election campaign. As the state's sole U.S. House member, she has conducted all 4 of her federal elections in a statewide context. Her move to the Senate will leave a competitive open House race in her wake. Most of the competition will be in the September 2024 Democratic primary, but seeing a strong Republican emerge may not be out of the question and would force a contested general election. At this point, however, expect both the Senate and House seats to remain under Democratic Party control. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.